Bruno, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program. So what kind of fallout have we seen from this this leadership situation?
Look, it was 14 months coming. This was always considered to be not very tenuous and not very stable or reliable. The political differences between the two main coalition parties were just so far apart. As much as the Prime Minister, the independent Prime Minister, Giuseppe Conte, was able to cunningly and very diplomatically sort of wade through the waters, managed to keep the ship afloat for a little bit, but ultimately this was something that was coming.
So what were the final straws, such as it were?
Look, there were the political differences are many. I suppose the final straw was when the fast train proposal that is referred to in Italian as the TAV, which would link Turin to Lyon, basically northwestern Italy to France, was opposed by the Five Star Movement and supported by the Lega, got through. And all of the other differences came to the surface, which included security, the security issues, the migration question, the issue of taxation, the issue of gays, the war on drugs. There were quite a number of political differences that were emerging and bubbling throughout the period of government, and of course the very hostile attitude that Salvini had towards the European Union, particularly over the budget proposal, and the slightly more accommodating position that the Five Star Movement had.
Well, that really sort of nails it right there. I mean, when we look at European politics right now, politics of the region, obviously a lot of us have been mostly concerned with the UK leaving, with Brexit and the implications for the European Union there. What does this sort of turmoil in Italy mean for the wider European community right now?
Quite unhelpful, mainly because with the UK withdrawing from many of the institutional aspects, even though the 31st of October is still to come, the UK, in fact, has been, let's put it in quote, excluded from a number of institutional decisions that need to be made, and that would have put Italy as the third most important power. For example, the proposal of the nomination for the commission coming from each country in Italy has been delayed. Its budget approval, it will now be delayed. So there are a number of things that the European Union is probably quite frustrated over in relation to Italy, not to mention the very difficult question of migration, or so-called illegal migration, and the arrival of refugees, which appears to be as a very high priority of the new incoming European Commission to want to reform the so-called Dublin arrangement, which has effectively not been working very well and placed a lot of burden on the first point of entry countries like Italy.
And as you say, this might have been a fairly shaky marriage of convenience to begin with. But in terms of, well, part of this coalition, the populist right-wing movement we see, and we see several populist right-wing movements kind of making some inroads in Europe right now. Does it have any larger implications for that kind of, I don't quite want to call it a wave, but let's say a wave of populism?
Look, I think that Salvini was trying to harness the various parties and even play himself as the leader of it. This is quite a tough response and reaction to the European Union. It has the equivalent, or could have had the equivalent, of a kind of a Nigel Farage who's playing across many countries and not just the UK. So if Salvini is not part of the next government, this may put that kind of arrangement a little bit in difficulty, even though the fundamental item that, let's say, brings these all together is also their point of disagreement, and that is they're all nationalists of their own respective nation, and they feel grieved because the European Union has encroached in national sovereignty questions and, of course, imposed so-called migration or has no response to migration that is impacting Europe right now.
And how long do you predict this situation is going to last? What actually needs to happen to kind of clear things up and in Italy right now?
The ball is in the hands of the president, who has actually made clear that he's not going to rush a decision, which is why things have gone pretty quiet in the last 24 hours and probably will remain so until early next week. Effectively, he does the rounds of all the leaders. He sounds them out on various options. There are quite a number of options that could occur. And Mattarella, who is the president and who is right now the one who has the responsibility of finding a solution, I'm pretty sure will be driven by a couple of issues. And that is, one, the issue of loyalty or support to the European Union, getting the budget approved so that there is no instability in the markets and also in Italy's debt repayment scenario, and having a government that doesn't just last for, you know, a couple of weeks or a couple of months. So that'll be the guiding principles that he'll probably discuss with all of the contending parties. And various options are on the table right now, but I think most of it is speculation.
Well, Bruno, pleasure to have you back on. Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
A pleasure.